Unit 5. Environmental Issues. Reading 2.
Genetically modified, GM, crops. Genetically modified crops are plants that have been changed in some way using advanced biological techniques. These crops are altered by adding genes from other organisms into their DNA, making them easier to grow and healthier to eat. This might include splicing genes from bacteria, animals, or other plants with those of a particular crop to enhance desired traits and eradicate negative qualities. The primary focus of GM technology over the last decade has been on staple food crops such as maize, rice, soybeans, canola, rapeseed, and also cottonseed oil. Examples of genetic intervention include making crops more tolerant to herbicides or more resistant to insecticides. There are also studies underway to create food crops that could potentially be more resistant to drought, frost, and soils with a higher salt content. Scientists also aspire to create a banana containing a vaccine for the infectious disease hepatitis B, and biologists in Switzerland and Germany have already created a rice variety fortified with vitamin A called golden rice. GM crops have been the subject of much controversy since they were first introduced to consumers in the 1990s. Many people are worried about the potential dangers of GM crops. Although most people have already been exposed to some kind of GM product through processed foods, and scientists maintain they have not found evidence that they are harmful to humans, their long-term health effects remain unknown. Critics also argue that GM crops destabilize ecosystems and have been proven to harm animals in certain case studies. They think scientists are playing God and could wreak environmental havoc on the planet by planting GM crops. In 2005, scientists in Australia found that an insect-resistant, genetically modified pea caused an allergic reaction in field mice that ate it. This case was used to show that growing GM crops can have very unexpected consequences, and that we don't always know what could happen to the environment when we plant them. The findings of a feeding study conducted by Austrian scientists were released in November 2008, showing that a form of GM maize had lowered fertility in mice. The maize was shown to damage the reproductive organs of the mice. Critics are also concerned that if herbicide or insect-resistant genes are naturally passed from GM crops to weeds growing nearby, these weeds would then grow out of control. There are already cases where accidental cross-pollination of plants occurred, and non-GM plants developed resistant traits. Once these traits spread, it would be very hard to bring weeds under control. This might mean food crops would suffer more than ever before, because they would have to compete with weeds for food and water. Large companies that specialize in agricultural technology and have invested a lot of time and money creating GM crops are eager to promote them. They say GM foods can help feed the planet, have environmental benefits, and are completely safe to eat. They argue that plants that are resistant to insects will no longer be eaten by these pests, meaning more crops can be harvested. Crops which are resistant to herbicides can grow without having to be sprayed with as much poison as non-GM crops. This helps the environment, because there aren't as many toxic residues from herbicides and insecticides polluting soil and water sources. If fewer poisons are used to protect plants during the growth process, they will also be safer for human consumption. Proponents of GM technology believe that crops could eventually be created that would grow in harsh desert or mountain environments, making food more readily available to people who live there. They argue that because the world's population is increasing at such a rapid rate, GM crops are essential to help feed the planet and save many from potential starvation. At the moment, about 70,000 kilometers of agricultural land is lost annually due to the growth of cities and other factors. That means we are running out of land to grow crops and need to make the agricultural land we have more productive. GM crops, say some scientists, are the answer. Because existing lands could potentially yield more crops, fewer rainforests would be cut down to make room for crop fields, ultimately benefiting the planet.